Good morning. This is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension report on this Wednesday morning. I hope you're enjoying your holiday season, had a safe and happy Christmas holiday, and are making plans to be safe, happy, and healthy as we head into the new year this coming weekend. Want to remind folks the Cass County Extension office will be closed on Monday, the 1st of January, to celebrate the New Year holiday, but we hope you'll come in and see us on January 2nd as we reopen at 8 a.m. with all of your resources for a safe and healthy 2018. Want to be the first to share with you that Cass County Extension will also be taking some time in the year 2018 to celebrate our 100-year anniversary. In 2018, Cass County Extension will be celebrating 100 years of service to the local residents in Cass County through Extension work here locally. Keep your eye out throughout the year for some fun events, giveaways, and special programming to commemorate this anniversary. We hope you will join us throughout 2018 in celebrating. Also want to remind folks that coming up tomorrow, we are hosting the On Your Own and OK program at the Nishna Valley Family YMCA. This program for 4th through 8th graders is designed to give kids the tools, resources, and confidence to stay home on their own, whether that be after school or for short periods of time during the day. This course gives kids a variety of skills, from staying safe to making good decisions, basic cooking and food preparation, internet safety, stranger danger, and more. Again, that program for 4th through 8th graders will be held at the Nishna Valley Family YMCA in partnership with them, and that's happening tomorrow, Thursday, the 28th of December. The program is free, but pre-registration is required, so give us a call and learn more about the On Their Own and OK program. And as we look to our garden calendar and horticulture specialists this time of year, we're talking about indoor plants because not much is growing outdoors right now, but if you're curious about some of your indoor plants, especially all those holiday plants that you may have picked up this time of year, our horticulture specialists have some answers for you. Our amaryllis plants are often a fun, festive addition to the holiday season, but if you're wondering how to care for them and what can be done with them once they're done blooming, we have some information for you. Amaryllis bulbs are forced indoors for their large, spectacular flowers. Some individuals do discard the amaryllis after flowering, but it is possible to save an amaryllis and force it to flower on an annual basis. The key is proper care. Once your amaryllis blooms fade, cut off the flower stalk with a sharp knife, making the cut 1 or 2 inches above the bulb. Don't damage the leaves, because in order for it to bloom again next season, the plant must replenish its depleted food reserves, and these big strap-like leaves are the manufacturing plant for food. Place the plant in a sunny window and water when the soil surface is nearly dry. You may want to also fertilize every 2 to 4 weeks with a dilute fertilizer solution as the days begin to get longer. You can move the amaryllis outdoors in May if you want to. You will want to harden or acclimate it to the outdoors by starting it off in a shady protected area and gradually exposing it to longer periods of direct sun over 2 to 3 days. Once it is hardened off, select a site in partial to full sun, dig a hole, and set a pot into the ground. You will want to continue to water the plant during dry weather outdoors and fertilize once or twice a month throughout July. If you do take it outdoors, bring it back indoors in mid-September. If you keep the plant indoors throughout the year, you'll want to make sure it is kept in a sunny window and the plant is watered whenever the soil gets dry. If you're wanting to re-bloom your amaryllis in time for the holidays, keep in mind that amaryllis bulbs must be exposed to temperatures of 50 to 55 degrees for a minimum of 8 to 10 weeks. This can be accomplished by inducing the plant to go dormant and then storing the bulb at a temperature of 50 to 55 degrees. To do this, place the plant in a cool, semi-dark location in late September and withhold water. Cut off the foliage when the leaves turn brown and place the dormant bulb in a 50 to 55 degree location for at least 8 to 10 weeks. After this cool requirement has been wet, start the growth cycle again by watering the bulb and placing it in a well-lit 70 to 75 degree location. Keep the potting soil moist but not wet until growth appears on the plant. Another option is to place the plant in a well-lit 50 to 55 degree location in the fall and maintain it as a green plant from fall to early or midwinter. Maybe a patio or sheltered outdoor area or a three-season porch. Again, after this cool requirement has been met, move the plant to a warmer location and let it start producing new leaves. If all of these steps are properly followed, your amaryllis should begin producing leaves and shoot up a large flower stalk again as it gets close to the holidays. For more information on taking care of those indoor plants, as well as other resources and research from Iowa State University Extension, look to Cass County Extension. Give us a call, 712-243-1132. Find us online anytime on our website or on our Facebook page, or stop by the office at 805 West 10th Street here in Atlantic. Till next time, I'm Kate Olson for Cass County Extension, wishing you a safe and happy 2018 from all of us here at the Extension Office.